What's up, Mzansi? Welcome to Farmers Inside Track, episode 383. I'm your host, Octavia Spandio. Today's episode is all about making the right choices for your herd's future. We will be diving into breeding heifer selection with expert Ernest McCaw, transformation facilitator at Red Meat Institute for Transformation and Enterprise Development. Ernest is here to answer some crucial questions like what physical characteristics to look for in a beef heifer, how frame size and conformation influence selection, and the importance of temperament. Ernest, welcome back to Farmers Inside Track. It's absolutely lovely to have you with us. Today, we will be talking about breeding heifers and specifically choosing quality beef heifers for your breeding. And what's very exciting is I'm sure farmers will be able to learn a lot about this specifically. And yeah, so thank you for willing to share your expertise with us today. So what are the key physical characteristics to consider when selecting beef heifers for breeding?
Thank you very much. Once again, Octavia, this is very important for the farmers to note so that they can be able to make better decisions, especially with breeding, because a heifer selection plays a very key role in terms of profitability and sustainability of the farm. So to answer your question, the key physical characteristics include, amongst others, the structural soundness, the body condition of the heifer, the reproductive tract development of the heifer, and also the muscle. Those are one of the key or some of the key indicators or key physical appearances that the farmer must consider when selecting their heifers for breeding so that they can be able to have their farm sustainable and profitable.
And how does frame size influence beef heifer selection?
This is also very important because some frame size may lead to you having a lot of dystocia in your farm. So when selecting heifer for your farm, you must consider frame size which will match the desired size of your cow head. Overly large or small frame size can affect efficiency and productivity of your head. So it's very important to consider the size because the size also is linked to somehow the dystocia or it's linked to calving ease and so forth. You must put into consideration the desired mature size of your cow head and overly large small frame size, which is very important in terms of productivity.
And what role does conformation play in beef heifer selection?
Conformation plays a very important role because conformation is part of the market. So the market is very important to a farmer as much as it is for their profit. So conformation refers to the overall shape and structure of the animal. So good conformation indicates the potential for efficiency, number one. Number two, the soundness. Number three, the carcass quality. So the farmers need to know their market. So by knowing your market, you will know the type of breed that you need to select for. And then you need to know also how to keep your cattle in a good body condition score so that they can keep that conformation, which will help you in terms of producing the carcass quality that is required by the market and also correlate positively with the soundness and efficiency of your heifers.
And how important is temperament when choosing beef heifers for breeding?
Temperament is very, very important. The farmers need to put that into consideration, especially the emerging farmers whereby they don't have facilities, they don't have resources. The temperament is very crucial for handling ease, for safety, and overall animal welfare. Dorsal temperament is preferred for breeding females because you will understand for breeding bull to be able to be as effective as possible, it also needs heifers that have got a good temperament. But also another thing is in terms of artificial insemination for farmers who want to pursue the route of using artificial insemination. With heifers that has got a very poor temperament, it's high likely that they'll have a poor conception rate because they will be stressed during the time of doing artificial insemination. So you need heifers that has got a very good temperament so that by the time you do your artificial insemination, they don't get to be stressed and then they don't get to affect their conception rate. But also one other important thing is also the issue of medicating or treatment of cattle. So cattle or heifers with a poor temperament, they are very difficult to handle. You don't want such characteristics on your heifers. So you must always select for heifers that has got good temperament.
And what considerations should be made regarding the heifer's reproductive history?
Also key for managing your head in such a way that it can help you to give you a better results in terms of production and also subsequently translating into profitability. It's essential to evaluate heifers, number one, productivity history. That includes age at puberty, amongst others, because the heifer age at puberty, it plays a major role in terms of how or when should you have it pregnant, because some heifers, when they get to be pregnant much earlier and they calf much earlier, chances are they struggle to conceive for the second time. It's very important to make sure that those things are included. And amongst other things, it includes cycling regularities, and any previous breeding or reproductive issues should always be regarded when selecting the heifers for breeding. Because if you don't include those things into consideration, you are running into a risk of having heifers that they are not going to perform and give you profit or give you production that you are looking for as a farmer.
What are some genetic traits to prioritize when selecting beef heifers?
The genetics are very important as much as the breeds are, because the breeds will give you the story about what does the market want. As a farmer, if you are studying your farm, you need to understand your market first, like I said previously. So some genetic traits to prioritize when selecting beef heifers, it includes, amongst others, the desired genetic trait may include growth rate, number one. Number two, carcass quality. Number three is maternal instinct. Number four is disease resistance. You need to know your environment. As much as you need to know your market, you must also know your environment, because you don't want to farm with heifers that are not resistant to diseases or easily affected by diseases or by the environment that they find themselves in, because that subsequently may also affect the fertility or may also affect their performance in terms of production. But also the meat quality is a very important one, because if you were to farm with a breed that it doesn't perform well in terms of meat quality, or let's say, for example, you take a certain breed and you use it for feedlot, and you know that you have to feed it more feed for it to give you more weight. So you need to have a better record for you to be able to make those a better decision in terms of carcass quality, in terms of disease resistance and growth rate. So growth rate is positively correlated to the feed that you give your animals and a way that it conveys for you to be able to get that quality carcass.
Ernest, how can a farmer assess a beef heifer's potential for maternal traits?
For maternal traits, the farmers need to look for indication of good mothering ability. That is number one. Under a good mothering ability, you must consider things as well-developed udder. I normally say to the farmers that I speak to on the ground on a day-to-day basis, for them, they must understand that they need a heifer that has got a good quality udder, so that the calves don't struggle really to suck and get the milk from their mothers, because some structural faults in the heifers, especially that has to do with the udder. You find some heifers that has got good udder, or which is only two teats on the udder, and at times very hard for the calves to suck. They must make sure that heifers that they select for breeding, it has got good quality udder. That is going to be easy, because it's going to make it easy for the calves to be able to get the milk. I tell them they can just take a plate that they used to eat at home, and then they put underneath the udder. And if all those four teeth, they're able to touch the base of the plate, that is an indication for good quality udder. It would have meant that it is not going to be hard for the calves to be able to reach the teeth and be able to get the milk or the required milk on a day-to-day basis for it to gain the required body weight at weaning. That is very key. So they must put that into consideration for them to be able to get that very well, so that they don't have to struggle in terms of a milk production that has to be produced by the heifer for the calves to be able to grow much faster, or to also be able to grow much stronger, so that it doesn't get sick easily.
And what role does health and disease resistance play in beef heifer selection?
Healthy heifers with strong immune system and good disease resistance are more likely to thrive. The role of health in beef heifers selection plays a very important role. So you must always select for heifers that they are more disease resistant, so that in future you don't have generations of beef cattle or beef bulls and heifers that are struggling in terms of disease resistance. Meaning, as a farmer, you are going to have to spend a lot of your money trying to buy medication to treat diseases from the animals. And also subsequently, that will affect the body condition score. And once the body condition score is affected, that will subsequently affect the conception rate and the calving rate. As we always say to the farmers, that you must be able to get one calf per cow on a yearly basis or every 12 months. And if you are struggling or you are having heifers that are struggling in terms of disease resistance, chances are you're not going to be able to achieve that target. So it's very important to select for those traits that has to do with disease resistance for the heifers.
What considerations should be made regarding the heifer's nutritional history?
Evaluating the heifer's nutritional history helps to ensure proper growth, number one, and development, and it also minimizes the health and fertility issues. So it's very important to ensure that you understand that part as well as a farmer when selecting for heifers, because that will give you a better view or better prediction as to how is your heifers going to perform in future. Is it going to force you to buy high quality feed, which they are not going to convert into weight? You must have that record for you to be able to make that better decision.
How does environmental adaptation influence beef heifer selection?
I always say to the farmers that select heifers that are adapted to specific environment conditions of the operation, such as heat tolerance, number one. Number two is cold hardiness. And then the last one is forage suitability. As the farmers know, I always tell them, it depends. It's not one-sized feed-well type of situation. You must know your area. You must know the amount of rainfall that you get from the specific area that you find yourself in. You must understand the type of pastures that grows in that area for you to be able to know how to better manage your livestock, how to better manage your heifers. All those things that I've mentioned, they'll give you a better view in terms of making a better decision, in terms of selecting a better breed, or in terms of selecting a better heifers for that you know that they'll perform better for you to make a profit in your farm.
What are some common reproductive performance metrics used in beef heifer selection?
The metrics may include, amongst others, the age at puberty. That's number one. Number two is the conception rate. And then number three is the calving ease, which is very important because it has to do with the pelvic bone. I always say to the farmers that you must check for pelvic bone in all your heifers, especially when selecting for replacement heifers, because pelvic bone, it has to do a lot with calving ease. Because if the bone is too flat, it will close down the vaginal canal. And then during calving season, most of your calves are going to struggle to come out of that vagina. So it's very important to, the pelvic bone should not be too flat, rather be too steep. Because the steeper it is, it means it has got the channel for the calves to pass through during calving season is going to be much easier. But the last one is the postpartum interval. So you must select for heifers that don't take too long for them to conceive. So meaning that they must never take more than 2 months for them to go on heat immediately after calving. And if you've got good record of those heifers, you must always go for them, because that would have meant that you are not going to spend too long in terms of waiting for your cows or heifers to give you another calf. So we always say to them, if a heifer takes or cow takes more than 15 months without giving you a calf, that is a signal that there's got a problem in terms of fertility or any other problems. And then it's better for you to sell it because it's not going to give you any profit.
How can producers utilize expected progeny differences in beef heifer selection?
So we call them the EPDs, the expected progeny differences in beef heifer selection. So normally I say the EPDs provide a valuable genetic information for traits like growth, the carcass characteristics, and the maternal traits, and that is aiding informed selection decision. So it's very important for the farmers to understand the EPDs, because if they don't understand them, it will be very difficult to make better decision in terms of selecting for better heifers. I always advise them, because those things has to do with in the main with the growth rate, the carcass characteristics, the maternal traits. If they don't understand those things or they don't have record of those things, they'd rather get some racial farmer who's next to them who can always assist them in terms of interpreting the EPDs and also helping them in terms of making better decisions for them to get heifers that will perform better in future and for them to get that profit that they are looking for.
Speaking of profits, what are the potential economic implications of poor beef heifer selection?
That is very, very important. This is something that the farmers, especially the emerging farmers, because they lack information, they need to understand the potential economic implications of having poor beef heifer selection. So normally I would say to them that the poor selection can lead to reduced productivity. That is number one, meaning that if you selected for a heifers that has got poor conception, then it's going to extend the interval for it to give you another calf, or interval in terms of it being pregnant and so forth. And number two is the issue of increased veterinary costs, meaning that they always need to hire a vet to come and look at your cows and assist there and there for you to be able to get that extra calf. And number three is lower calf performance. So meaning that if you selected for heifers that is poor growth rate, poor fertility, and so forth, it's always going to give you calves that are inferior, calves that they eat more, but then they don't grow faster, calves that they've got structural issues and so forth, meaning that always when you go to auctions or to the feed loaders, when you want to sell your product, they'll always give you less money, and then you always cow foul because you are having poor genetics in your farm. And then the last thing that is very important is decreased profitability over time. So meaning every year you always spend more money in terms of buying inputs like feed and hiring the vet and medication and so forth. And then at the end of the year, there's only little profit or none from that services or from that input that you've put in place for your farm or for managing your farm. So there are very huge economic implications that comes across, especially after selecting for poor beef heifers, because they'll always give you those things that they are not required by the market at large.
How can producers balance short-term goals with long-term breeding objectives in beef heifer selection?
It's very important to prioritize traits that are aligned with both immediate production needs, that's number one. Number two, and also the long-term breeding goals to achieve sustainable herd improvement. So that is very key, because if you are able to align those things, it means that you will be able to make profit from time to time on your farm, rather than now not knowing what to align what with, because most of the farmers, that's what they are struggling with. Most of them, they don't have a record keeping, they don't have any system in place in terms of knowing what they've done previously, in terms of knowing how did their heifer perform in the previous breeding season and so forth. They don't even have a ball. To start with, it's very important to have a record keeping book or a record keeping system that will help you to aid or to make better decisions in future, for you to understand if your heifers are performing or underperforming. And that is very key. And in future, then you'll be able to know this one I keep and this one I don't keep and so forth. So if you do both, then you'll be able to easily align your profit towards whatever decision that you took previously in terms of your heifer selection.
What role does record keeping play in beef heifer selection and specifically management?
This is one of the, I'll say, one of the topics that is key in most of my engagement with the farmers, because they are struggling with record keeping. They just do as they wish, and ultimately they don't know if they are making profit or what, especially the emerging farmers. They don't even know how many calves they receive per season. They just do it as they wish, and then some of them they are doing inbreeding. But to answer your question, a detailed record keeping allows for tracking performance, that is number one, monitoring trends, number two, making data-driven decisions to improve selection and management practices over time. Meaning then you'll be able to know if one of your heifers didn't calve for the past year, so then you'll sell it. You'll be able to know if you've injected a medication on cow A, B, and C, then you don't have to sell them prior to withdrawal period. You'll always be able to have all the information that is required for you to be able to make those decisions in terms of your heifer selection. But if you don't have that record, it's very difficult, if not impossible, for you to make better decisions. So for farmers to start with, they must have the record keeping system. Either it can be manual or it can be a system that works on the internet or on the laptop or on their phones. That is very important, and it will easily help them to make better decisions. Even if they were to call me, someone with expertise like myself, to come and help them in terms of deciding. But if they don't have the record itself, it's impossible to assist them. So to start with, we have to provide them with the information, but we must also emphasize the fact that they need to record everything they do. They need to record their breeding season. They need to record their heifers so that they can, in future, know if their breed or their heifers, they are performing or not. And if they are not, they have to sell them. And then if they are, they have to keep them and keep their offsprings so that they can make profit and thrive in the industry.
Thanks so much, Ernest McCaw, Transformation Facilitator at RateMed Institute for Transformation and Enterprise Development. For more on the topic, visit www.foodforzanzi.co.za. And that's it up. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. From me, Octavius Pandil, our technical producer, Megan van der Vriend, and the rest of the hashtag Team Food from Zanzi. Thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food for Mzansi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.